This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
CeraVe facial moisturizers with SPF protect skin against damaging UV rays and continuously deliver three essential ceramides to help restore skin's protective barrier so it can lock in moisture. Non-greasy, fragrance-free, and won't clog pores? With CeraVe, skin feels hydrated and looks healthy all day. CeraVe facial moisturizers with SPF from the number one dermatologist recommended facial moisturizer brand.
You're listening to the Olive Podcast bonus episode, where each week we ask our guests to share three takeaway tips that you can immediately start using in your daily practice. This series, it's all about health and wellness, so listen on for some great advice. Okay, I'm back with Ryan Riley, and in the main podcast episode this week, we talked all about his new book, Small Pleasures. Now he's going to give us his three takeaway tips. What have you got for us, Ryan?
So my first is, and I had to fight to get these out of me, didn't we? Because I'm not the huge wellness person. only because my own journey to wellness is still very much ongoing.
Well, that's great. Then you can share what's helping you.
And, it's really bad. The first one is I've just started drinking water. I've been about flavour my whole life, and water doesn't have flavour. And I found that like really bad. Why would you put that in your body when it doesn't taste of anything? I like food. I like flavor. I like taste. And water, blank.
Yeah,
it's disconcerting. So I've just started doing it, and then to make myself feel better, I buy the most expensive water I can find because then it feels bougie.
But are you finding that it's helping you?
I'd like to believe so from all the propaganda I've been fed about water. Yeah. So I really hope it is.
I don't think it's propaganda. I think being hydrated is a good thing.
No, actually, what April was saying in last week's podcast, hydration is the key to everything.
Yeah, exactly.
So I am taking that on board.
Okay.
And I'm really actually very excited about trying to get better. I literally am one of those people who partied too much in their 20s, hit my 30s, and I'm like, right, wellness journey. I did my first ice bath the other day.
Oh, how is that?
Well, my friend took me to the beach in Brighton. They have saunas on the beach. Yeah. It's very fancy, a bit rustic, kind of cool. And I did like the sauna to ice plunge sort of journey.
And how did you find it?
Really cold. Yeah. I mean, that's obvious. But it was also, I was waiting for the endorphins. I'm always waiting for the endorphins. People tell me exercise gives you endorphins. Never felt them. So I'm really hoping this new wellness era that I'm about to embark on.
Brilliant.
Might be it. But I hate to be the stereotypical, I've hit 30 and I'm trying to sort my life out.
Well, no, it's good. It's a good place to start. And what's your second tip?
So just about cooking for yourself. I mean, investing that time. And if that time is spreading cream cheese on a bagel, still cooking for yourself. That is absolutely still cooking for yourself. Giving yourself that little bit of pleasure and creativity. Maybe try a thicker layer of cream cheese if that's all you can muster this one time round. Just giving yourself that little bit of energy and that little bit of time, no matter how small it is very important.
Right, great. And your third tip?
Texture. So food, people often talk about flavours, but in Life Kitchen, we've always been about layering things. I talk about it in the first book. And layering can be as simple as just adding one thing into a recipe. But texture is so important. Crunch. But texture doesn't just mean crunch. People think it does. But it actually can mean mouthfeel from like soft or, you know, like bubbly, kind of like, you know, chocolate when it does that. And I think just try and get as many elements of texture into it as possible. And a fourth tiny bonus tip is the visuals. Try to take something, put it on a nice plate. Put it on a, you know, try and take a little bit of care how you do it. Eating is a very visual thing, and our brains process like 30% of how we feel about it already.
Yeah, that's great. Those are fantastic tips. Thanks, Ryan.
You're very well.
Thank you for listening to the Olive Podcast. For recipes and more information, head to olivemagazine.com. And don't forget to subscribe at iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.